Before fall field work comes to an end, farmers in drier parts of South Dakota often choose to apply a residual herbicide before winter to aid in early season weed control. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones explains, fall-applied herbicides have greater chances of receiving adequate moisture to activate.
Central South Dakota, you may spray your pre and it may not rain for weeks at a time. So applying this herbicide in the fall, you can use snowmelt to move that herbicide in and then also give yourself more time to catch a rainfall, even if, like last year, we have minimal snowfall.
Group 14 herbicides such as Valor or Panther are the most widely used fall applied category, with the active ingredient flumioxazin.
We also apply more herbicides that are related to this in the group 14s, you know, Cobra, Flexstar, Spartan pre-emergence, things like that.
While these herbicides are very effective, Jones reports group 14 resistant kochia has been confirmed in North Dakota.
I don't think we need to just throw using fall-applied Valor or flumioxazin, whichever one you want to go with. I don't think we throw that out the window, but we need to use other herbicides with it to hopefully get a bigger bang for our buck and keep it effective for longer.
Options which can be tank mixed with Group 14 fall applications for added punch include Group 3, such as Treflan or Prowl, Group 15s like Dual and Zidua, or even Group 5, Atrazine, if going to corn. Finally, he says add a burn down if needed to take out emerged weeds and complete the application before ground freeze. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.